Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on the Dream Team podcast.
The FA Cup semi-final teams have been drawn.
Watford against Palace at Wembley.
Yep, very excited. At Wembley.
Are we going?
Yeah, I think it would be silly if we didn't go and try and cover it for the podcast.
The one and only time we went to a match together was Palace-Watford. That was my first ever match. I didn't know anything about football. And now that I'm a Watford fan, we can see what it's like. I could be rooting for one team and you can be rooting for the other team, but hopefully we'll both win.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that isn't a possibility.
Isn't it? Why?
One team has to win, one way or another. One of our teams will be playing in the FA Cup final.
And I'm feeling glad all over, yes I'm glad all over.
Come on, Watford.
Ooh, nearly an own goal. I've just farted.
Okay, so it's probably easier if you tell me when you haven't farted.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That would just...
No, I've come here today with my friend John. He's with me and he was travelling in the car with me. And I had to warn him that I did have a curry last night. Right. And then it suddenly dawned on me that I probably should have packed some spare pants.
But you see, the thing is, right, children don't really know how to hold their guffs in, right? But when you get to be an adult, You can do that. You have a sphincter that you can...
Yeah, but it's you get a sore stomach if you hold it in for too long.
Can you not even hold it in for 90 minutes?
If I held in a fart for 90 minutes, I'd be physically sick.
You'd be physically sick?
Yeah, I'd vomit.
I think that's a bit dramatic.
No, I promise you, I'd get queasy and I'd vomit.
Have you not ever been on a date in the cinema and had to, like, hold it in for the duration of the film?
No. Well, yeah, no, I've been in that situation and I probably should have held it in.
So you just, on a first date...
Just loud and proud. Just, you've got to set those parameters very early on.
Yeah, right, this is what you're letting yourself in for.
I lay myself out bare. And I say, this is what you're going to get involved with.
Live from Wembley Stadium, it's time for the news. Kung Fu Cantona, hungry for more. A few weeks ago, we talked about Eric Cantona's infamous Kung Fu kick at Selhurst Park 21 years ago, when he leapt into the crowd to attack a Crystal Palace fan that had been giving him abuse. Cantona spoke to 442 this week about the incident. The Man United legend has just one regret. Cantona said, "I did land on my feet. That's why I went to punch him again. But I didn't punch him strong enough. I should have punched him harder." Have you ever seen this?
I have seen it. Yeah.
He proper puts his foot into somebody in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's sort of good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you always think that nothing's ever going to happen on a football pitch. Like Ronaldo, he's like 6 foot tall, built. I'd probably square up to Ronaldo on a football pitch.
Right.
Because nothing's ever going to happen. And even if you're in the crowd, you think, oh, I'll give them some stick.
Yeah.
He's not going to kung fu kick. Oh, no, he has.
He doesn't have that masculinity.
Eric Cantona, he does it. He follows through.
Was that, like, I think Deeney, I wouldn't want to be on the end of Deeney's boot.
No.
Wouldn't we like to be football?
That'd be
horrible.
That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Imagine being a football.
Just getting kicked around all day.
Yeah.
You'd write some good music, I bet, if you were a football.
Ow!
Some good blues music.
Oh! That's my impression of a football. Ah!
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ah! Ooh!
Players' plates read out mid-game. Just to explain, Jalal, one thing that commonly happens during a game is that a fan's car will have come into harm's way or fallen foul of the law, and the stadium announcer will try and alert the owner. During Rochdale's League One fixture with Gillingham, the announcer read out the licence plate number of a car which had its lights left on. Turns out the car in question belongs to Rochdale midfielder Callum Camps. Camps said, "I thought I'd block someone in." I said, "That's my car they've just called out." It didn't affect Camps too much as he scored his side's goal in a 1-1 draw.
Oh, a happy ending. That's what I like.
The people...
do you like a happy finish?
Well, that's just... There's no ambiguity in that.
No, sorry.
If you said happy ending, we could maybe make some jokes about it.
Do you like a happy ending?
Being wanked off, yeah. The people of Rochdale now know Callum Camps' licence plate. He won't get any privacy. Can you find out a lot about someone if you know their licence plate?
Not only if you're a policeman, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
If you work for the Ministry of Defence, you might be able to.
I used to work for the Home Office.
You did?
Yeah.
What was your job?
I was handling staff appraisals.
Is that like a happy finish?
They've done well, yeah. They've had a good year. I think also this might be a good time to mention Jalal's a bit hungover. He's a bit of a rock and roller. He's only turned up hungover. Classic Jalal. He's such a wild child.
I had a bit of an accident with some booze.
You accidentally drank some booze last night?
Yes, it fell into my mouth.
Oh, no way. Yeah. What was you doing last night? It was quite exciting, wasn't it?
It was the RSC Live thing.
Yeah.
There was a horrible history sketch that we did live in front of Prince Charles.
Did he say that to you?
He did. Apparently, he laughed most at the horrible histories thing, but he wasn't keen on the rap. There was like a rap version of Shakespeare. He did like a wincing face throughout all of it.
Was he like that?
Yeah, exactly that.
I don't like it at all.
I thought the rap was...
Quite frankly,
a carbuncle on my evening.
It was really...
Oh, shit. Sorry. I've had a few beers as well. So you're hungover and I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, I'm just on the water today.
Yeah, well, we're going to put a change to that. We've got some port. Really? We've got some port coming for you.
Oh, yes. I like it. It's good for the throat.
I like a bit of port.
I love a bit of port. The young princes.
Yeah.
They don't really have that.
Yeah, like they're modern, aren't they? They're modern. Yeah. They're now.
Yeah, like they're really sort of like...
Yeah, they drink it all bar one.
Yeah.
With a rugby top, with my collar turned up. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, ruggers. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Top bands.
I can hear the Palace Ultras there to my right, behind Wayne Hennessy. I am probably... How far away from that group of fans over there do you think we are, Jalal?
Really far?
Really far away from them, and I can still hear them. They're absolutely incredible. If any of the Palace Ultras listen to this podcast and would like to invite me to Selhurst, I think we should go and sit with them.
Why?
Instead of this posh box nonsense, we should do a podcast with the actual
fans.
The super fans.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to sit down.
I'm okay here, actually.
Yeah.
Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk.
I'm so excited, James. I can't tell you. Somebody I've been a little bit obsessed with for quite some time, and I've been wanting to meet for
give him props.
A while. Is Harry the Hornet? Hi, hey. How are you doing, Harry? Oh, I forgot you're not allowed to speak, are you?
I'll describe what.
Good. Okay. Yeah, if I ask questions, you could describe.
Harry is the Hornet is nodding now, as is the tradition.
What's the most difficult part of being a mascot?
Harry shrugs. I don't know. Some sort of sign language. We're yet to see him blink.
It's a bit frustrating because. I loved your celebration when Agallo scored and you did the slide on the knees. That was one of my favourite moments of anything ever that's ever happened. Do you get on well with the players?
Harry's nodding.
Who's your favourite player?
Harry's writing something now. It says Deanie. As is the tradition.
Do you think we're going to win today? 3-1.
Harry predicts a 3-1 win to Watford.
Okay, because James's team is Palace.
Harry's pretending he hasn't heard of that team before.
He's sort of...
And he's blanking me now, as is the tradition.
We should talk about your idea for releasing hornets into the...
Oh, yes.
Crystal Palace has an eagle that flies around.
Yeah.
Boo. Yeah. Harry's given us a... He's miming shooting the eagle.
I've got an idea that we should release real hornets into the... Yes, just to sort of liven things up. Oh, you've got a real, sting on you. Have you ever stung anyone with that?
Harry laughs and giggles. He's given the gesture of maybe with his hand.
You have, haven't you? I can tell that look on your face. That I know that grin.
Yeah.
Can we, be friends now?
Oh, they're having a hug. They're sharing a hug.
Oh my god,
it's been joyous.
I'm slightly overwhelmed. Harry, thank you so much for coming in. Have a great match. We're very excited and look forward to winning 3-1. Thanks.
They shake hands.
Thank you, Harry.
I've been given a high five by the Hornet. And Harry's giving everyone the thumbs up.
I'm so happy. How often do they change the football? Like in tennis, you have new balls.
Well, there's a multi-ball system. Again, I should probably know when that system came in, but it never used to be like that. It used to be one ball that they used.
Right.
But now to keep the game fast, if the ball gets kicked off or gets booted over a fence or into next door neighbour's garden, they've got another ball ready and waiting straight away.
They don't have to sort of stop the game while they go round the neighbours and ask for the ball back.
No, because they might be out. And then you've got to do the whole thing of they might be out, so should we just climb in the back garden? Or they might just be ignoring us.
Right.
And if we climb in the back garden, they're going to shout at us.
Yeah.
So it stops all that confusion, really. And I tell you what, if it was up to Platini and Sepp Blatter, we'd have still been climbing in people's gardens now.
Okay, we're really lucky. Because we've got a friend of the show.
Our first ever guest.
Yes.
Our guest from the first ever podcast we did.
It's Mr. Mark Bright.
Thanks for asking me back.
No, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us in our posh box. I say posh box.
Very.
I say posh box. You're slumming it because you've had to leave
your... You've brought it down a little bit, haven't you?
You've had to leave your box, which is the royal box.
Yes. Lunch in there. The dignitaries and the Steve's in there. Josh has come over from America. David's here. And brings back memories of 2013 and the playoff final where you come and, you just hold your breath, don't you?
Yeah.
You hope that the team put it together on the day. I never hope that somebody plays bad or as a shocker. Just hope that we play well.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if Watford did have a shocker. I wouldn't hold it against them.
Well, Harry the Hornet has predicted that the score's going to be 3-1.
For Palace?
No, Watford winning
3-1. Well, Harry would say that, wouldn't he?
Well, he didn't say the eagle. He didn't say it. He sort of just held his fingers up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't compare an eagle to a hornet, can
An
you?
Eagle would ruin
Come
a hornet.
Come on.
No. Because a hornet could just go around the back and sting it. No,
anyway, digress.
The point is, we're getting
Yeah,
off.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
It's your first semi. Am I right in saying that?
It's been a while, at least, anyway. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It is exciting.
The first ever match I went to was Watford Palace,
nostalgia.
But at that point, I didn't know.
It's not
what?
Nostalgia because it was the beginning. It was the beginning of the season. It was like one of the early games of this season.
At that point, I had no connection with football at all, and I didn't. And you very kindly came in and gave me some terms like going down easy. and stuff like that.
Jalal's gotten really invested in this game that we love. It was inevitable. I was very confident that all you have to do is tell someone to sit down, watch a football game, follow scores, over a period of time, they will inevitably get into football.
So it's a big game for you today.
This is a,
It's massive, isn't it?
Jalal's been spoiled, really, because he's supported a team that's just been promoted pretty much. And,
he hasn't been through the dark times, has he?
No, they've had some good games. They've had some good players shine through this season, Watford, haven't they? And now you're at Wembley watching a semi-final.
Some teams never get here. So consider yourself very lucky.
I do.
In your debut season as a Watford fan.
Yeah.
But Mark, you've got a very unique outlook on this match because obviously you're a Palace legend as a player. You've been in these kind of games for Palace. Are you more nervous now or were you more nervous as a player?
More nervous as a player.
Yeah.
Because it's the last hurdle, isn't it, before the finishing line. And you just want to get to the finish line.
Yeah.
You want to be in the final. Because when you're there, we can take anybody on our day.
Oh, yeah.
So we hope that our day's today, first of all. And then, you know, if you do manage to meet Manchester United in the final, it's a throwback 26 years ago to when we met in 1990. So I think, does it make any difference that we know Man United are the prize? No, not really. You just want to get to the cup final.
Have you got a prediction? Have you got a score?
I'm going to go Palace 2-1.
Okay.
Because it's very rare we keep a clean sheet, as you know. We could put the club into only the second FA Cup final in its history. So we know what it's like from our generation that people still talk about what if. 7 minutes to go, Mark Hughes scores. I know. I mean, look, 26 years later, still saying 7 minutes to go, Mark Hughes scores. But I want our boys to go one step further and get to the final and lift the trophy.
Well, I certainly hope they do.
Who's going to create the magic for your team today?
Oh, gosh. I only know the names of two of the players.
Flores.
I bet I can guess there is.
Flores might come on and do some magic. You're in love with Flores, aren't you?
I am slightly in love with Flores.
Cathcart's a northern name, isn't it?
Cathcart.
Oh,
is it?
He's one, back, isn't he?
He's one of our players.
He's quite good, actually. completely
spoiled.
Undermining
Absolutely
the podcast. Coming here unprepared. You don't even know your team. Yeah. It was all boos from the Watford supporters when the Palace players came out to warm up. The mighty Palace players.
Why don't you two get your own box?
Well, I'd love to see the Royal box, but I don't think they'll let me in because I'm wearing trainers.
No.
I'm wearing my Crystal Palace trainers, though, Mark.
That's what I'd like to see. I had some of them one time. Purpose of made. Brighty on the side.
Mine have got Harrison on the side. That's my firstborn son.
It's good to have your name on your clothes, isn't it?
So I like it.
In the changing room, you know... Nobody's going to nick him.
Exactly, that's it. Palace had a lot of the possession very early on in those first sort of 10, 11 seconds. It was like 100% possession.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That they had.
A lot of possession.
Palace corner. So we're sitting in our posh box, and we were told that we weren't allowed to bring our bottles of beer out.
No.
So cunningly, we've
decanted them into paper cups.
We've got coffee, little paper. Yeah! Oh, I missed it! I missed it! I missed the goal! Oh. I missed the goal! I missed the goal! There's nothing more I can say apart from that I've missed the goal.
I'm
seeing the replay now. Who's that? Blassi! Blassi at the far post, heads it in. Absolutely brilliant. That's a cracking start. Yes!
Oh no, that's...
That's a blinding start. Chill out.
It's just like when we first watched these teams play each other.
It is 1-0 to Palace. By my watch, we're about 6 minutes into the game. It's a great start for Palace. It's a great start for me personally, since I went all Billy Big Bollocks and I made that bet.
Yeah, James has bet a lot of money.
Well, it's probably not a lot of money. It's a lot of money for me to just throw away on a bet.
Yeah, what's the bet you put on?
It's a cash bet. They wouldn't take cards. So all the cash I had on me was £230.
Is that all you carry around with?
Yeah. I put that on Palace to win today.
And did you specify the amount of goals they'd win by? Did you specify?
Sorry,
Stop going ooh in my face.
It's Barclays £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
We're going to rattle through the £3 bet. We were maybe going to leave it out, but we can't leave it out, can we, Jalal?
No, we can't.
And why is that?
Because it's been a triumphant week again for me.
Yeah, if you're new to the podcast, we put £3 on three games per week. Last week, the games we went for were Aston Villa v Southampton. Obviously, the only result we could both go for was a Saints win. Bournemouth v Chelsea. We both went for Chelsea. Liverpool v Newcastle is where we differed.
Yes.
I went for Liverpool. Jalal went for a draw. Jalal was right.
The scores so far this season are... You are £42 in debt.
Good.
And I am £16 in profit.
16?
Yeah.
That's good. That's quite good. And I'm £42 down.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine all the stuff you can buy with £42. That's just gone.
The point is, the student has now become the master.
Definitely.
How do you feel about that?
You're better than me at predicting football results.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's now everyone. Everyone is better than me. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it sounds about right.
You know I'm an advocate of responsible betting.
Yes, that's
I do
true.
£3. That's the most I've ever bet. Palace have just won a free kick. A foul on Balassi. But I'd had a few beers and we were in a box with a load of lads.
Oh, so you were just like showing off?
I wanted to bet more.
Right. Were you showing off then? Or
yeah, what? I was just showing off. Yeah. No, if Palace don't win this game, don't get me wrong, like I'm going to miss that £230. I'm going to rue that decision. It's exciting though.
What would you have bought with that £230?
I would have probably have bought... I'll tell you what is a bit of an extravagance that I'm buying these days.
Yeah.
I think it's called artesian water.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah, I get that. I get like a box of that every week. That's like £45.
What? But it comes out of the tap. Does it taste it? Why are you drinking artesian water?
It's lovely. It's lovely. It's really nice. Straight out the fridge. It's really, really good.
4 minutes of extra time. Is that? Is that what that is?
Injury time, extra four, time. Extra
4 minutes time. Of injury time.
All of those are fine.
And what do they do in injury time? Just.
Well, it's the time that was wasted whilst trying to.
Wasted. Help. A genuine medical emergency.
Exactly. I want to crack on with the game. I don't care if your leg's hanging off. I don't care if your leg's snapped by the knee. Trying to watch football.
So it's feedback time. It's super special Wembley feedback.
Mm. What does that mean?
Well, the only variant in the normal feedback is that we're actually recording this from Wembley.
Yeah.
The feedback wasn't... Or I assume,
the feedback isn't about Wembley.
No. And I assume it wasn't written while the person was in Wembley.
Right.
But if you are in Wembley and you want to give us some feedback, Make sure it's five stars and say whatever you like. Here's some more five-star feedback where we encourage you to be as negative as you like as long as you give us five stars on iTunes. Bish Newton writes, "This podcast makes me want to cut off my penis, sew it to my head, and make sweet love to the dirty end of a cow."
No. That's rude.
It's dirty, that, isn't
it? Rude and dirty.
Do you want to do the next one?
Yes, I do. Lewis Rowland says, "I hope that div, Jalal, burns his tongue on a cup of Bovril." Five stars.
I mean, that's doubly mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we've already said, please don't call Jalal a div.
Yeah.
Which is inevitably going to encourage people to call you a div. Well, right, I'd like to take this moment now to officially say, please don't call Jalal a div.
Well, you do Darren Brown.
I'm Darren Browning, the audience. Craig Lington Smith says, "This podcast is a seriously poor representation of what a football podcast can be. If not for Jalal Heartstrings' deep knowledge of the beautiful game, it would be 0 out of 10.
Right.
Jalal Heartstrings. Very funny.
I'm Sam Parks writes, "James and Jalal have really good jawlines." I think we both grind our teeth, don't we?
That's I don't grind my teeth,
don't
no.
You? Don't
no,
you?
You've got a good jawline.
Thanks.
What does my jawline look like? I can't even tell you.
It's
I don't
under
even know
a
what it looks
beard
like.
At the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've got hair, sort of long bits of hair at the front that sort of cover it a bit.
Yeah, my wife made a comment about my beard last night.
What did she say?
She said, it's looking a bit Yorkshire Ripperish. Do you like that little camera, Jalal? It's on wires and they can... It can
I
move.
Do like it. It nearly got hit by the football. This is a camera that sort of flies on wires above the pitch. Yeah, what happens if it gets hit by a ball?
I think it should be able to withstand it. I'm sure it's been built for that.
Right, they tested it.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't do any damage.
Right, because the football... Well...
Fuck! Fuck's sake. I mean, I didn't see it.
Watching it. That is my first ever Watford goal that I have witnessed.
Goodness telling me to talk. Obviously, mainly what's coming out of my mouth at the moment is expletives.
Who was that?
Oh, God. That's annoying. That's annoying.
Well, suddenly I feel super alert and supercharged. There's a chance. There's a chance. It's a different game now, isn't it? It's a different game.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Oh, look, he just punched the flag. He just did. Oh, Deeney, as part of the celebration, Deeney went over and punched the flag.
Yeah, he should be sent off for that.
He should be sent off?
Yeah.
No, he's all man. He's all man. He's all sinew and gristle. Before that goal, I just felt a sense of the inevitable dread of... I was imagining Flores after the game. I was imagining what he was going to say. You know, saying, well, obviously, this is a very difficult result. You know, and all that business, but this—I don't know. I feel like we could do it. I feel like we could do it.
Well, it's all to play for.
I just—how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel a tough one to take. It's a tough one to take. Connor Wickham! Is it Connor Wickham? That's the third goal today that I've missed. It was I think it was Zaha. No, it was Connor Wickham.
Oh, no.
It's easy to get Zaha and Wickham mixed up, to be fair.
This is so bad.
Blinding, blinding, blinding. That's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we want.
I didn't do that in your face when
sorry,
we scored.
Sorry.
actually feel a little bit tearful. I actually...
Do that a bit more often, Wickham, and we won't be facing relegation. Oh, there's been a flare let off. Like a smoke bomb.
All right.
Palace ultras have lit a red sort of smoke bomb. It's exciting. It's exciting times. I've got a man pointing at me. Hello, mate. Hello. Yes, indeed.
Has anybody ever said that to you? Put friends at the end of something?
No. Funny enough. Come on! One of you!
Don't encourage
Palace fans. There's three of them on the floor. Four of them!
What happened there?
Four Palace fans. Players, rather. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
Why are four Palace players on the floor?
Yeah, two of them fell over one another. I saw that.
It's like a...
Sorry, I can't hear you over the Palace fans. Speak up.
Okay.
Alan.
I feel really heartbroken.
We like it.
James is chanting in my face. Such a bad winner. Such a bad winner. Okay. I keep saying okay, okay, everybody, all the players of Watford and all the fans. Okay, let's be calm, and we can do it. We just have to not let our judgment get clouded.
I mean, Watford are still looking for this goal. Watford. Five minutes. Oh, God! The Palace fans have rung out with boos.
Come on, Watford. Come on. I don't really... Look, I'm not... I'm an introvert. I don't do this... I don't express my feelings out loud.
Yeah.
Unless I'm very annoyed.
5 minutes. It's a long time in politics.
What about in football?
It's roughly about the same as the normal.
Is it?
5 minutes. Let's have a look. I'm going to have a look at my watch. So it's 17:51 now.
What is that in estate agent minutes?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, I think I'm going to be
almost
sick. We're going to hear an almighty roar any second now.
I can't see Watford coming out of this.
Well, to sum up, really, it's been a very close game. The same as the last few times I've seen these teams in recent history. This has been the most exciting of the games, but it's not over yet! It's not over yet! Oh, Palace scoop it out of their own box. There must be seconds now. Whistle's gone. Crystal Palace are in the fucking FA Cup final. Are you having that? Sorry for that.
Such a bad winner.
Sorry, mate. This is only the second time this has happened in my lifetime. The first time, I was far too young. I was 3 years old. I'm obviously ecstatic.
Yeah. Well done. It's good. I will be pleased that Palace are in the final, but obviously right now, happy.
Do you know what, Jalal?
What?
I think your reaction is absolutely amazing.
Why?
Because I've sucked you in. I've got
you
involved.
No, you got in.
I've sucked you right in. Not me. I wouldn't say me. I think the wonderful club, Watford.
Are you going to get into gardening now?
I feel like I should, just to sort of try and make up for this day for you.
I'm really gutted.
Okay, well, I'm going to go and shake some people's hands. I'm going to go and celebrate. Some people want some pictures taken with me, understandably.
Yeah.
I'm a big celebrity, apparently.
Yeah, but go and talk to these drunk buffoons.
I'm joking, by the way, if that doesn't come across ironic and just as arrogant. No, I do really want to stop doing this podcast now and start having some fun and celebrate. So we'll leave it here, shall we?
Yeah.
Sorry, Joao.
Maybe next time.
Hey, there's always next year. There's always next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, folks. And I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over. Goodbye.
This is not good now. Singing at me.
You should be doing your Watford chant.
Oh yeah, Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk.
Nobody's joining in. I don't understand why they're not joining in. How many people does Wembley hold, Gunter? Oh, okay.
Come on, Wickham, get up.
So it turns out. It turns out 90,000 people can fit in Wembley Stadium. So Watford has 90,000 people in the borough and they can all fit in here.
Dunk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.